Joined now by Coach Rob Lutz, head coach for the Lady Busters volleyball team, and taking on Barton County last night. And boy, I tell you what, playing very well for the first two sets, and they take the first two sets 25-17, 25-18. But you kind of knew that here's a team that went to the Nationals last year, and they had four sophomores back on this team, and they were going to come back and give you a good match in that third, and they did, and they won that one 25-20. But then in the fourth set, it seemed like that the intensity level maybe just dropped off a little bit, or maybe just the focus wasn't there, and we ended up losing that one. That would have probably been the one that would have given us a win, obviously, and you know, it was very, very close, and a long, long match here. And you had a player go down, too, as well. Paula Gonzalez went down with an ankle injury, but she did come back. That was big. But, Coach, your thoughts about this tonight? I thought so many things that the girls played extremely well in, but also some things that maybe you were looking at that maybe they should improve.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, anytime you lose a game, you go back to the drawing board and try and figure out what it is that you can change or alter, whether it is psychologically, mentally, whether it is physically, technically, whatever it is. You look at, hey, listen, we didn't win that match. Let's try and figure out why we didn't win that match. So obviously, you know, I'll go back to the drawing board and try and figure out what I can about what was it that changed for us. On the other side of that coin, I think we played some very, very good volleyball. You know, the joy about this sport is you get to see supreme athleticism on the court. You get to see a lot of rallies that go on forever. You know, the crowd was treated tonight to several long, long, long rallies. The intensity ratchets up each time, each time, each time. And towards the end, Barton started to win those. In the beginning, we were winning them. Towards the end, Barton started to terminate. So it's something we're going to look at and see how we can keep momentum on our side. But again, overall, very positive with tonight as far as how we played, especially games 1-4.
I think that it will come through very, very clear with this team, because there is a tremendous amount of improvement, and they played certainly hard, and they've improved immensely over, you know, the season thus far, and over last year, obviously the last 2 years. But the girls were certainly disappointed. What was the barometer with them in the locker room afterwards?
It ranged from extremely disappointed and morose to, hey, we played really well. Get your heads up and understand we lost tonight, okay? That's the worst thing that can happen in a match is one side loses. Overall, I think we're positive. I think we're disappointed. I think we knew we had them on the ropes and didn't quite finish it. I think that's the disappointing part, not so much in our level of play, but in that we didn't get the result that we worked so hard for and that we wanted.
And this was a team that was looking for their first conference victory, too, as well. So I was just like you picked that up on last Monday night. But this one was would have been great here. And I think maybe would have sent a message across the Western Athletic across the Jayhawk Conference had you picked up this victory. Talk about coming up now. You got to make the trip to Otero here on the weekend.
Yes, we go to Otero on Friday. So we have a shorter practice tomorrow. Let the girls rest a little bit, and then we travel back to Otero again, where we started the season on a preseason scrimmage. We're going to face Colorado Northwestern and Adams State JV team. We're going to play them on Friday, and then we turn around and play Otero and Trinidad on Saturday. So some familiar opponents. The only one of those four we haven't seen is Adams State JV team. Again, if we play like that, I think we'll be just fine. You know, I do honestly, legitimately believe that Barton is a better team than any of those four. Not to take anything away from the four, just I think Barton's a pretty good team when they want to play and they're engaged.
A couple of things you wanted to see the girls play better, and obviously passing was one of those, serving was another, and I thought serving was extremely well last night.
Yeah, serving was much, much better for us. We didn't miss nearly as many serves, and we played an extra two games.
That was great. But anyway, Coach, you lose that one, and now you drop under the 500 mark at 5-6, and of course 1-2 in conference play. But heading into the weekend at Otero, you'll certainly be back in conference play next week as well. Thanks for the comment.
Appreciate it, Jerry. Thanks.